Yeah, I want to congratulate all the players actually who've made themselves available to go to Bangladesh. And special congratulations to Jason, who's been out of West Indies cricket for a little while. But once you persevere, I think your rewards will come. He has a massive challenge on his hands. He's taken over from a fellow Trinidadian. And obviously, he will want to, Jason, this is, will really want to go there and showcase his leadership skills as well as his batting skills and look to the bigger picture. I don't think that this is going to be a one-off. I think that if the guys can go to Bangladesh and really give a good account of themselves, it will give the selectors a lot more headaches, you know, and those guys who unfortunately decided not to go to Bangladesh, then they will have to use what opportunities they have in the region coming up next year to force themselves back into a West Indies team. I think the opportunities there now for the young guys who've put their hands up and said, look, we're going to go there and represent West Indies. And I hope that they can go and do well, because it's not going to be easy. The bubbles seem to be good, and then some guys complain about these bubbles, and we don't know what really happens in the bubble. But we sent an assessment team there, and they said that everything is safe, but some of our players obviously still not trusting that assessment team, and they've made some very serious decisions about, you know, not going there. I don't know if it's career, they talk about families and stuff like that, but I see it as a job. And it's just unfortunate that in the times like these, we can't get our best players to say, look, let's really go and show the people of the Caribbean that we really mean, we want to represent West Indies. You know, I'm very hurt that those guys who have not gone, but it's personal, fair enough. But I think that we have to work with what we have, and we have to support these guys to move our cricket forward. Because COVID is going nowhere, Andrew. So you better buy some more masks. So, because COVID is here for a little while, and these are the new things that we have to endure in our lives. And our sportsmen and women need to understand that.
And if I could just interject very quickly, Andrew, because I've just got a couple of minutes before I have to depart. And let me just say hello as well to Philo and Doc and Andrew yourself and Jason also. And if I could try someone who's chastised as being as negative as I am to try and put a positive spin on things. Because, again, one of the things, I don't see history as a burden. I see history as an inspiration. And right now, we are in the midst of the 60th anniversary of the greatest test series ever played, 1960-61. And Jason, if I could urge you, together with your teammates and colleagues and so on, if you don't know about it already, just spend a few minutes looking at the context of that 60-61 series and understand what West Indies cricket did during that time. A black captain for the first time ever, and finishing up with the sort of street parade almost in Melbourne for a losing test series team. I'd like you to forget about that shameless piece of shabby propaganda that is known as Fire in Babylon, which ridiculed the West Indies team of that era. And if you can, just spend a few minutes appreciating what a West Indies team can do and is capable of achieving with the right attitude and with the right sort of temperament. It might be difficult, it might be impossible, but I think it's important that we not forget how outstanding West Indies cricket has been and how much it's contributed to the global game. With that, I take my leave, gentlemen, and I really want to wish you all the best moving into 2021. Jason and everyone else associated with the West Indies team, as much as the odds will be stacked against you, you can only give off your best, and that's all we can ask for. Take care, everybody.
All right. Well, thanks to Fazir Mohammed. Always a pleasure to have Fazir, and of course, Happy New Year to you as well, Fazir. Thanks for coming on Mason and Guest. Dr. Ford.
Yes, I'd just like to make a comment on something Philo mentioned about COVID being here and being a bit disappointed with the guys not going. But in October, I remember reading an article with Jason Holder and the England one day captain Morgan. And they said that bubble cricket during COVID on a consistent basis is untenable. And they mentioned the psychological aspects and also the other issues that would cause people and players to opt out of tours. And I think that it was a kind of a warning. I think Jason chose a time when he was speaking with another international captain to talk about the difficulties of playing during COVID. And as you know, the West Indies have done more touring and more traveling than any other team during this time. And I believe that that was a message that was totally missed by CWI and the selectors and maybe the rest of us just being there. But I want to ask you, Philo, a question that I also asked Jason, because your career was at the beginning of our slump, and you are a guy who knows about not doing and performing as well as you would have liked on reflection with your career. And the question is, on reflection and knowing all that you know now, what do you think are the big missing links, the factors that would have prevented you and others since you from achieving what we would like to achieve?
Just before you answer, just hold your horses. Philo, we got, of course, our good friend Wayne Lewis on the line as well. He should make a very interesting contribution as well. He, of course, is the man at WEPA, the secretary, so we want to hear from him. Yes, Philo.
Maybe look back at my career, Doc. You know, people would say you only play 7 test matches. But I believe that the cricket was more intense. It's a lot tougher. And one would have thought that one was good enough to even play more than 7 test matches. But that is what we played. That is what I played. And I'm honored to have played it. I thought that when we went to places like Bangladesh for this mini World Cup, we had to train hard. We had a guy called Dennis Waite. And we used to train hard and come together as a unit. And we used to let the training drive us to get into the middle to perform. And if you look back at that mini World Cup in Bangladesh, we lost the finals to South Africa, and we should have really won the game. We should have scored over 300 runs. But again, as West Indies, we always fall in the middle. But I think that our cricketers need to understand what it means to play for West Indies. When they go and train, they train hard and they train with a competitive kind of attitude. Bangladesh is not easy, but Bangladesh is enjoyable. And the pitches that we played on were good. Obviously, that is some years ago. By the way, I expect the pitches there to be good for cricket. And they have to embrace what Bangladesh offers. If you go to Bangladesh and fight what they're offering you, you're going to struggle. You have to embrace what you see in Bangladesh and appreciate what Bangladesh has to offer and go and represent West Indies cricket. It's strictly cricket. The bubble, I don't know much about the bubble. The guys like the bubble. Some guys don't like the bubble. But I believe if I was in the bubble, it would suit me because I'm dealing with my job. I'm trying to perfect my skills within a certain set. And I go back to my room and I'll sit down and there's internet now, so you're not really cut off from the world. So the guys need to use what they have to their advantage. Mm-hmm. Take some dominoes, do things that make them feel as a team. So when you go out there, you know that you're going to be playing with the guys who have your back. Mm-hmm. I was listening to lead selector Roger Harper. He's looking at guys like Andrea McCarthy, and I'm happy for the guy Hodge. These are young men who can lift the spirits of that side. There's not a lot of experience. So these young guys now have to hold up their hands and say, look, we're in Bangladesh. We are underdogs, but we can leave on top. Mm-hmm. They can win once they believe they can win and put in the work to win. Mm-hmm. And it's going to call for a complete management effort. They're now taking a psychologist and doctor. So they're taking extra staff to try and help these guys. And these guys need now to help themselves and make it easy and come out on top in Bangladesh. Too tired of the losing. It's sad.
Mm. All right, let's go to Jamaica now and talk to Wayne Lewis, the secretary of WEPA. Hello, Wayne. How are you? Season's greetings. Happy New Year.
Season's greetings to you, to Andrew. I'm very surprised when I got this call, so I'll try to do my best because I don't remember booking this interview, but I'm on. They've called me, and I just want to say hello to all your listeners.
Well, I think you need to check my message to you today.
No, I'm here. I'm just good. Not here.
All right. But you know, sometimes I can sneak one in, just to walk outside the office.
One under my butt, but it's fine. I'm here.
I also think it hit your stump too, didn't it?
Everything cleaned up.
Cleaned up, clean ball.
Yes.
You know, the commentators say off stump plucked out of the ground in spectacular fashion. That's what they
timber,
say.
Timber.
And you know, the Jamaicans say it in a very lovely way. Now, talk to me, first of all, as the Secretary WEPA, does all this concern you though? You've got players who are not making it to Bangladesh, and of course you've got players who are going. How does WEPA feel about all this?
Let me give you my perspective. I'm very philosophical about things, that Andrew, in the sense that, you know, it's an opportunity for someone else to go there and establish themselves. This is a great opportunity for the youngsters within the team. The last time West Indies went to Bangladesh, I think it was 2018, we were totally destroyed, annihilated down there. So this is an opportunity for some. And it's the right of players to, if they think that they are unsafe and they don't think that they are 100% protected from this COVID pandemic, that they want to skip the tour. It's their right to do that. And Cricket West Indies has made it quite clear that these decisions will not affect them of future selection going forward. So therefore, it is their right, but at the same time, it's opportunity for others. And I'm quite delighted and happy for those who will be given their first opportunity to represent Cricket West Indies.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've just been joined by the Vice President of Cricket West Indies, Dr. Kishore Shallow, looking as sharp as ever. But are there any concerns? I know you talked about the concerns before the team was selected. We had lead selector Roger Harper on earlier. As our players go off to Bangladesh, does WIPA have any great concerns?
In terms of the protection of the players?
Yes.
Or the protocol?
Yes.
No, absolutely none, because we've had, it's the same exact protocol as what transpired in England and also in New Zealand.
Mm-hmm.
We've had extensive meetings with Cricket West Indies and their team, with our team, to led by our doctor, Andre Cook, who guided us throughout that process, because we're not medical doctors. I have no skill set for that.
Mm-hmm.
So we had our doctor who's sitting in all those meetings, and we had extensive conversations. We've asked everything. We've crossed all the T's. We've dotted all the I's as it relates to the tour. And therefore, we were happy at the end, based on a record that was done with Dr. Man Singh.
Mm-hmm.
And he came and we looked through his report, and we did our own check as to exactly what is happening in Bangladesh as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we are pretty confident. In other words, I would not be a part of a team to agree to allow the youngsters to tour if I was not 100% certain that the protocols are in place. We are sending our doctor there, Cricket West Indies is sending a doctor to ensure and enforce all the protocols. So we have no real concerns about that. We are expecting that everything will be adhered to,
mm-hmm.
and therefore we feel comfortable that the guys are will be very protected.
Mm-hmm. Well, stay with us, Wayne. Always a pleasure to talk to you. Let's go. I believe he's in St. Vincent. You can't go anywhere, maybe, with COVID, Dr. Kishore Shallow. You're a very good friend, Dr. Ford. You haven't met us yet, but I'm going to plan that meeting for you gentlemen first thing in the new year. Season's greetings. Happy New Year to you, Dr. Shallow. How are you?
Season greetings, Andrew, Dr. Ford, Wayne, and all your listeners. You know, all good with me personally. We had a little scare there in St. Vincent today with you know, some excitement around our volcano.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
yes.
But I think we are, at least most personal, are comforted now after the press conference of the Prime Minister, your good friend Dr. Gonsalves, this afternoon. So we are just, you know, hoping for the very best, you know, but staying very positive.
Yeah, but tell us a bit about that volcano. It was kicking up a bit, huh? Were you scared, Doctor?
No, Andrew, I've been sort of prepared for this over the years, dealing with people like my comrade Wayne Lewis and these fellas, you know, they had.
And Dr. Ford as well.
To prepare for anything.
And Dr. Ford too.
Yeah, and stay positive, you know. of course.
I see. No, first.
Well, no, I mean, you know, it's obviously a cause for concern. But, you know, I mean, these are things, you know, you don't have any control over them.
Mm.
You know, and all you have to do is ensure that you're prepared. And I think that the government is leading in that regard. So I think we could be comfortable and, you know, continue to be observant and so on.
All right, I'm Andrew Mason. Of course, this is Mason and Guest. Head up to 7:25. You've got the Vice President of Cricket West Indies, Dr. Kishore Shallow. You also have the captain of the ODI side. Very good to have him, certainly, on our show, Jason Mohammed, former West Indies cricketer, of course.
Sorry, Andrew, I didn't realize Jason was on the call. So, good evening to Jason as well.
Yes, Jason, yes, indeed. And of course, your very good friend, Philo Wallace. We also have Dr. Andrew Ford. And in Jamaica, somewhere, maybe in Ligony, that's my favorite place in Jamaica. Of course, my very good friend there, the Secretary of WIPA. We're talking about Wayne Lewis. We're going to pause for a business cause. When we come back, we're going to go back to St. Vincent and talk to Dr. Shallow. Mason and Guest is brought to an association with our very good friends at Barbados Lottery, promoting youth sport and culture.
Attention, attention, Express Cash. The Barbados Lottery's fastest game in town now has an even bigger rollover jackpot. The rollover jackpot is now over $261,500. That's right, $261,500. It's so easy to play Express Cash. Visit your local lottery agent and ask for a quick pick ticket or fill out a slip to play your favorite numbers. So play Express Cash, the fastest game in town, drawing every 5 minutes at Barbados Lottery Agents Islandwide.
All right. As I said, it's good to be on the show. Season's greetings and Happy New Year. Dr. Shallow, lots of the big players are not going to Bangladesh. Are you surprised by this?
I'm not really surprised because we have since the COVID we have offered the option to players to miss tours if they want comfortable for one reason or the other, and so I sort of anticipated that one or two players probably a couple more would probably up out of this tour. So not surprised, disappointed naturally, because of course you want all our players to be available all the time, but definitely not surprised.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's go back to Wayne now. We're not going to keep you too much longer, Wayne. Yes, you said you are, you're pretty comfortable with the arrangement, but are you surprised that so many of our top players are not going to Bangladesh, Wayne Lewis?
Of course, it's unprecedented that so many players will opt out of one tour. We have seen over the years, even in New Zealand, three players opted not to go to New Zealand. There were some players who refused to tour England as well for the first time when the team went to England. Mm. But I didn't expect that number. I mean, I'm kind of surprised about that. But again, I stay clear of that in terms of they have the right to not tour if they think that their health is at risk. And they don't want to trust what we negotiated and what we agreed on. And they think that they feel vulnerable and they'd like to opt out of the tour. It's their right to do that. And Cricket West Indies has always said, and I'm reiterating the point, that it would not go against the player if they choose to not tour. And therefore, so far it has worked. I haven't seen that any player has been disenfranchised for opting out of a tour. So therefore, I am cool with that and I'm very philosophical about these things. We have struggled badly. Last time, the strongest West Indies team that we could have selected went to Bangladesh and we were destroyed. Mm. It's an opportunity for some younger players now to get an opportunity to establish themselves and try to hold on to this opportunity that has been given to them. Mm. And on that basis, I'm really hopeful. I'm excited for them. And I'm hopeful that they'll do well and they'll, they'll give a good account of themselves and they will play with the passion that, as lovers of Cricket West Indies have always asked for, is that we are expected to win every time, but we want to play with passion, we want to play with conviction, and show that we're showing some pride and so on. So from that perspective, I am just very hopeful and I'm excited and I'm keeping my fingers crossed that they'll do a good job in Bangladesh.
Well, of course, Dr. Ford has got questions for you and Dr. Shallow, and of course, Phil also stay with us. But we're going to allow Jason Mohammed to go. Gentlemen, any final questions for Jason? Doctor, any final question for Jason before he goes?
Jason, how important do you think your bowling will be? I know you're primarily a batsman, but do you envisage that you'll be doing some bowling during the day series?
Yeah, I think I'll probably be doing some bowling. Normally, the Bangladeshi team will have a lot of left-handers, and looking through the squad, there's not a first-choice off-spinner. So I think myself will have to be doing some bowling together with McCarthy in Bangladesh.
Mm-hmm. But before Jason goes, Andrew, I have a question. Obviously, Jason, you're going to be... I don't know if this is the first time you've been working with Phil Simmons and that management team. How important is it for you to, obviously, well, two Trinidadians, try to get sync in relation to what you want to do on that field as the leader?
Yeah, I think it's going to be very important. It's the first time I'm actually working together with him. I think it's something that is going to be needed very early on the tour. As everyone said the last time, West Indies went to Bangladesh, it was not a good result. So I think it's something that is going to be very important to the squad, that we try and get things right and we try and sort things out in terms of getting the best team on the park and stuff. So I think it's going to be crucial and it's going to be very important for us.
Final question.
Good luck. I heard that you had a child yesterday or today.
Oh, really?
You had a addition to your family?
Actually, my wife is 5 months pregnant and we found out that we have a little girl last night.
Oh, really?
Right. Congratulations.
Congratulations.
And I wish you all the very best. It's called growing up.
All right. Wonderful. Any name is yet for the little one? Any name is yet? Jason?
No, not as yet.
Not as yet.
Pretty soon. Not as yet.
Please let me know first, because I want to break the news first. It's been a pleasure.
Yeah, no problem. Not a problem.
It's been a pleasure talking to you. Final thing. I want you to tell the people of the Caribbean that you're going to be going to Bangladesh and you're going to make us happy. What do you have to say to them before you go, Jason Mohammed?
To all people of the Caribbean, I know there's a lot of talk flying around who's going or why is this one going, but I just want to say to you all, I know speaking for myself and obviously for some of the team members I've spoken to, we are going to be given 100%. We're going to play hard. We're going to try and perform to our best of our ability and hopefully put a smile on you all faces, and you know, hopefully we can represent you all well and ourselves and our family. So we're going to be trying our very best, and I think that is what is important. We can't guarantee the result of games or the series, but we're going to definitely give our best.
Well, Jason Mohammed, I want to thank you for coming on Mason and Guest at short notice. We really appreciate it. A lot of people across the world would have heard you, and we want to hope, well, definitely the West Indies team can go on to do very well in Bangladesh with your leadership. Leadership, of course, is important. Enjoy the rest of your evening, my friend. And take good care of that little girl.
Thank you. Thanks,
all right. Wonderful. So there you have it.
All the best as well, Jason.
All right.
Thank you. Thanks, all right.
So Jason Mohammed coming on Mason and Guest. We were quite happy to have him. He kindly consented to come and talk to us on Mason and Guest. So we were left, of course, with Phil O'Wallace. And of course, our very, very good friend there, Vice President of Cricket West Indies, Dr. Shallow. And we also have on the line from the land of wood and water, the Secretary of WIPA. We're talking, of course, of our very good friend, Mr. Wayne Lewis. Let's go back to you now, Wayne. I believe you would have had a chance to look at the squad, and I'm sure you're quite happy that someone like Jermaine Blackwood, because I know that you're very close to him. He did very well in England, I thought, very well in New Zealand, and now he's the vice captain of the side. That must please you, Wayne.